You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Now, your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan.
Well, at least Mike Brennan, Matt, is caught in traffic and tells me he'll be joining us shortly. But we have calling in, we have Jarrett Schlaff, with a company called Pingree Detroit. And he's part of the Centropolis Accelerator over there at Lawrence Tech University, where good old Matt works too. And I was unfamiliar, Jared, with your company. I looked it up over the weekend just to get a better feel for it. And so a couple of things. You're sort of a piece goods leather shop. You put together leather products, if I understand that correctly, right?
Yeah, it's good to be with you. Yeah.
All right. So tell us a little bit about that. What kind of products do you make over there at Pingree?
Of course. So we use leather that's actually upcycled from the Detroit auto industry. So that means is we got brand new leather that was otherwise going to the car seats or steering wheels or was rejected for some reason before it made itself into production. And so we kind of brought ourselves into that production process, got that brand new Napa leather and really high quality leather material. And then we turned it into everything from sneakers, which are the first sneakers ever made in Detroit, to we just came out with a purse last week. And we make bags, we make wallets, we make keychains. It's kind of a small batch leather goods all made by hand by U.S. veterans and Detroiters.
Yeah, let's talk about the veterans part now. You go out of your way to work with veterans, right? That's one of the targets of employees that you get?
Correct. So, yeah, it's part of our mission. It's kind of one of the reasons why we exist is to create good-paying jobs that are accessible and that are meaningful for men and women who want to work who might otherwise have a challenge getting access to that kind of work. So we actually do everything from hiring to the skill trades training to support services for the men and women on our team. And we intentionally moved one block away from the veteran shelter with about 45 men in transition. So we are able to directly do workshops with the folks that are right in our neighborhood and bring them on to have them join our team, support them. And then after 1 year, they actually have an option to become a worker owner with our company.
Ah, all right. And why did you decide to go that route? Are you a veteran yourself?
One of my co-owners is a veteran. I believe passionately that if you've served our country, that you should have every access, every right to live a life you love, to thrive. And I was seeing men and women that wasn't the case. And to be frank, I got quite pissed about it. Yeah. And 4 years ago, I'd met a couple men who were my age who were just having a heck of a time finding something that was of meaning and something that they could survive and not live in their car. And so we started Pingree Detroit with that kind of purpose of let's just do our part. We didn't think at the time we were going to start a manufacturing company, but we identified that kind of that type of work as an opportunity. And so, yeah, 4 years later, we just see it as a way to be giving back, to be part of the neighborhood that we're in, and to be really working alongside some tremendous folks who have tons of leadership capacity.
Now, I toured the Shinola facilities a year or so ago. They work with a lot of leather, too. How is yours different?
So we actually, on occasion, we'll get leather donated to us from Shinola. So we actually have pieces that are made with Shinola leather. We sometimes wouldn't have the ability to purchase that leather for a variety of reasons. We bootstrap in every realm you can imagine. Yeah. But the quality of our leather is as good as it can get. So the pieces that we use, it's you know, they're designed to go into car seats and last a really, really long time. So Our leather is actually upholstery grade leather, which is a little thinner than some of the pieces that are kind of the thicker weight leather that they might use for their accessories or for their watch straps, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some similarities and characteristics. They're a couple blocks from our shop where they do their assembly. So we're a small team of eight right now, and we do everything, and we design and hand make every single piece in Detroit.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about where did the Pingree Detroit name come from?
Yes, so thanks for that question. There's a gentleman who was a Union soldier who then became a bootmaker, who then became the three-term mayor of Detroit, and then was the 24th governor of Michigan. His name was Hazen S. Pingree.
Ah.
And he embodied this level of service that at that time was just unheard of. He always put the people first. There were all these policies, all these ways he fought corporate corruption, political corruption, made sure that the government was actually serving the people and putting the people first. It was the type of leadership that we could use a lot more of in this day and age. And we just were inspired by his legacy. And so we named our company after him, Hazen S. Pingree.
No kidding. Yeah.
Okay, Jared, it's Matt Roush from Lawrence Tech. Could you tell us a little bit more about the number of products you currently make here in Detroit?
Yeah, so we actually just a week and a half ago shipped our 100th pair of sneakers ever made in Detroit. And those take us about 2.5 days to make, and those are guaranteed for life. We also have a tote bag, which is kind of a carry-on, accessible. It's designed to last a lifetime, and the hardware is guaranteed for life. Then we have a slim front pocket wallet. We're working on some other options for the wallet, but right now it's got just a real basic slim wallet. We've got the Bobian purse, which is literally 2.5 years of market research and focus groups and trial and error and really getting it dialed in to meet exactly the needs of a mid-sized crossbody purse. And then we have just came out with, and these will be on our website soon, we have some journals, some keychains, and we also have a crossbody, very small purse and clutch, which is called the Adeline. And that's the small batch amount of products we have currently.
Now, I imagine since these are handmade, they're a tad more expensive than they would be from other sources. Give us some sort of ballpark figure, say, on your sneakers. What do those typically go for?
Yeah, so the sneakers are $349. The bulk of that price comes from that we're paying the men and women on our team between $13 and $20 an hour. And it takes 2.5 days to hand make a pair. So that's, the cost comes in where, the quality speaks for itself. Something like our crossbody clutch also takes about a day to make. Those are $185. The totes are $279. The wallets are $36.
And then, I guess what I'm going for here is on the sneakers, do you measure those to somebody's foot or is it still standard sizes like 9, 10, 11 kind of thing?
Sure. So they are, the true to size, they are the standard sizes. However, if you're local, what we always like having is folks to, whether they order online first or they come to our shop and get sized up, they can actually try on a pair in their size, we'll measure their feet, make sure that everything is as it needs to be to make sure it's the perfect fitting shoe. And then they actually meet the maker. They meet the veteran who's going to hand make their pair of shoes, which we found has been a pretty unique thing where if someone asks you, oh, wow, who makes those shoes? You can actually tell them the name of the person as if you were in Italy getting a hand pair made for you.
Hmm.
So I hear there are plans afoot for expansion and also for new products. Why don't you tell us a little bit? Yeah, well, we try.
Yes.
Plans for expansion and for new products. Tell us a little bit about that, if you could, please.
Of course. So a lot of the things we do are very labor intensive and very handmade. And we see an opportunity to blend that with some technology that gives us the ability to do more output and still have the quality we're seeking. So we're looking at a variety of options, everything from 3D knitting to being able to do some more custom made pieces where with a little bit of technology, we'll be able to 3D scan your foot, make a last, which is the mold that we build your shoe around. And especially for folks who have maybe unique sizing needs or they have you know, one size that's 1 foot that's a little larger than the other, or they need a triple wide, whatever that might be. We have very limited capacity at the moment to make anything special beyond just our classic D width. And so with a little technology, we're going to be able to meet the needs of a whole lot of people who have had a whole lot of trouble finding a pair of shoes that actually fit really well and really add that comfort. So we're looking at that level of growth. We also have plans, which we're really excited about, involving more men and women across the country, really, to do some pop-ups. So we're exploring a couple different concepts that would involving both veterans and then military spouses to be a part of actually having pop-ups in different regions with our pieces of Pingree with it, where they would essentially be a mobile sales rep, and then also would eventually be, you know, become part owner of the company. So we're excited to kind of expand the footprint. We have a very, very slim marketing budget, so relationships have been our currency. And so we're really just slowly making strides, getting the word out, letting folks know what we're up to and what we're out to create.
All right, so I have to ask this question. Mike, get the shameless plug bell ready.
Go ahead.
I understand you work closely with the Lawrence Technological University Centropolis Accelerator in the development of this business. Could you tell a little bit about their involvement, what they've done with you?
Of course. So it's been a lot of looking strategically at how we can get in front of the right people with the right consistency with the right products. So they've really helped kind of bring in some, I would just say, nuanced feedback and direction that we weren't necessarily otherwise having in expertise when it comes to growth in a specifically meeting and reaching those high net worth individuals who see the value of a pair of sneakers that will last a lifetime. So Dan and the folks over at the Accelerator have really helped to just, you know, nudge us in the right direction, get us to look at things a little differently on certain realms when it comes to what platforms we might not otherwise be aware of, to get folks kind of aware of our stuff. So that it's been a great relationship.
So we got about 2 minutes left. And what I'm told, and I'm not, hopefully you'll be able to chime in on this, is that the apparel industry is making a comeback in Detroit. What do you think that is?
Yes. Yeah, so when it comes to apparel from, you know, we also just started making t-shirts and some smaller goods. There's this amazing, amazing collaborative economy when it comes to the cut and sew industry in Detroit. So we work collaboratively with Detroit Denim and Shinola and Laszlo and all of these folks who are doing cut and sew, who are making t-shirts, who are making jeans, who are making bags, watches. There's this commitment to seeing all of us rise up and succeed. Even if we might be competitive on certain product lines, we see that we're stronger when we work together and when we just grind it out and do it strategically. And we see a lot of opportunities to invest in shared technology. So there's a lot of things like you get a $120,000 cutting machine that one person doesn't need to have just for themselves. We can all collaboratively access and be much better for it if we share equipment. So we ourselves have, you know, we do some of our cutting at Detroit Denim, and we've got a brilliant relationship with Shinola. We really see value in working together, collaborating, because, you know, when Detroiters do well, we do well, and we really want to be a part of that community. So we'd love for folks to check us out at Pingree Detroit. Yeah, that's PINGREE Detroit.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram. We'd be honored to be, you know, more in community with folks that are listening to this program.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, Jarrett. We've run out of time in this segment, but thanks very much for being with us today. That's Jarrett Schlaff, CEO of Pingree Detroit, a custom leather goods business that works with veterans. Thanks for being with us today.
Great to be with you guys. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. We'll be back in just a minute with another segment of the M-Squared TechCast. For right now, this is Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And you've been listening to the M-Squared TechCast at PodcastDetroit.com.
Lawrence Technological University graduates earn a degree and a higher starting salary. In fact, when it comes to earning potential, the Brookings Institution ranks LTU fifth among U.S. colleges and universities. Be enriched. Be more. At LTU, possible is everything.
Salaries of Lawrence Tech grads are among the highest of any university in America. Plan a campus visit to meet with counselors, faculty, and coaches. Why wait? Find out more at ltu.edu.
As a Lawrence Technological University graduate, you're not only marketable, you're worth more. Yes, more. According to payscale.com, when it comes to graduate salaries, LTU is in America's top 100. Be invaluable. Be more. At LTU, possible is everything.
Salaries of Lawrence Tech grads are among the highest of any university in America. Plan a campus visit to meet with counselors, faculty, and coaches. Why wait? Find out more at ltu.edu.
What do you get at Lawrence Technological University? Everything. Great labs and studios, supportive professors, plus a full campus life, NAIA athletics, and all the software you need to succeed. Be smart. Be more. At LTU, possible is everything.
Salaries of Lawrence Tech grads are among the highest of any university in America. Plan a campus visit to meet with counselors, faculty, and coaches. Why wait? Find out more at ltu.edu.
Hey, it's Matt Roush.
And Mike Brennan.
And we're back with another segment of the M Squared TechCast.
And indeed, this is actually one of yours. You might want to introduce her.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a visit from Amanda Roroff, who is Operations Manager of Planet M. That is the state of Michigan's sort of mobility industry accelerator. Amanda, welcome to the show. It's been a while since we've talked.
Hi, Matt. It's great to be here today. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. So tell me a little bit about Planet M. I understand it is a state program. What is its mission?
In short, essentially, Planet M's mission is to accelerate mobility efforts across the state in two ways, through its brand efforts and business development services.
Okay, and I know we work closely with you, Amanda. This is Mike Brennan, and you guys once again were one of our sponsors for IoT Tech Connect. And but at this time, you're a sponsor with our friends from Lawrence Tech. Where is that? Hit that bell.
Okay.
Okay.
That's our shameless plug bell, yeah. By the way, Amanda. Just whenever we plug our employers, we
yes.
have to ring it. It's in our contract.
For the Hardware Tech Summit that's coming up, I believe, on June 19th. Now, is that right at Centropolis or not? Where is that going to be held, do you know?
No, yeah. So that's going to be over at the Velodrome in Detroit at a really cool facility.
Mm.
The Velodrome, yeah. So where you've got bikers racing in the background while there's a really cool event going on around hardware in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, the Michigan Venture Capital Association had one of their meetings, I think it was about a year ago, their annual meeting they had at the Velodrome. Same sort of scenario, bikers racing around, all that stuff going on in the middle. Interesting venue indeed.
So you're partnered with the Centropolis Accelerator, which is something Lawrence Tech does with the city of Southfield to sort of accelerate, boost, and nurture hardware businesses, physical product businesses. So tell us a little bit about the details of this Hardware Tech Summit.
Of course. So we're really leveraging Centropolis's expertise, supporting small manufacturers, as you said, and hardware entrepreneurs. And they've been a strong partner to Planet M and have really played a major role in bringing the Hardware Summit idea to life. So really what we decided to do is come together and create this very unique event coming up, as you mentioned, on June 19th at the Velodrome in Detroit. And we are coming together. It's a one-day event bringing innovators, local and global hardware-focused investors, Michigan manufacturers and engineering firms, and other resources together to really help entrepreneurs build their products for success. And that's really the goal of the event.
So how many folks have you got registered so far? It's pretty early yet, right?
So far, it's pretty early, but we've already got over 300 people registered for the event. So we're pretty excited about that. We've got corporations and investors, and they're out there because they're seeking new hardware technology, startups, product developers. They want to connect to economic developers and other manufacturers and engineering firms. So this is going to be the venue to do that. And there's a couple of different ways. And I know we talked a little bit in the past about the one-on-one match meetings, and that is an area, a part of this event that we're very excited about. So the match meetings are going to be taking place, and it's a great opportunity for startups and the product developers. And they consist of pre-qualified, private, one-on-one meetings during the summit. And in the past, when we have done this over the last 2 years, we've been able to facilitate over $20 million in follow-on investment. So we feel like this is a great opportunity to do the same on the hardware side as well.
Okay. How do folks get registered or find out more about this event? How would they do that?
Easy enough. They just need to go to planetm.com/hardware. Pretty straightforward. planetm.com/hardware.
All right. Could you tell us about any of the speakers at this event, the keynotes, maybe a couple of panel discussion topics that people might be interested in?
Sure, Matt. So a couple of really interesting keynotes. First of all, City of Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, he's going to be talking about manufacturing opportunities in Detroit. And also he's going to mention a little bit about the couple interesting news that have been in lately about Waymo and FCA as well. So we're excited about that, and we're excited to have him. We're also going to have the CEO of Bollinger Motors, which essentially is a manufacturer of fully electric sports utility vehicles. So Robert Bollinger is going to be there as one of our keynotes. Our third keynote is VP of Corporate Innovation at Magna, Dina Nardiccio. And he's going to be really talking about what's happening at the corporate tier one automotive level and how startups can get involved with companies like Magna. And then we, as you mentioned, have two panels, and the panels we're really excited about as well. One is going to be consisted of local and global investors sharing their experiences funding physical product startups. And the second panel is going to be, consisting of entrepreneurs discussing mistakes to avoid in prototyping. So we think we've set up some pretty great content as well, so people can learn and interact and network with the various stakeholders will be there.
Is this the first year that you've done this Hardware Summit?
It is. It is. It's an inaugural event. Perhaps should it go really well, which what we're finding is we seem to be having these inaugural events, and then they do continue. So we're excited about it. There's another element to this event is the pitch competition. And so there's going to be $20,000 in cash prizes. $10,000 will be provided by Centropolis, and that's the best Michigan hardware company. And it's open to all industries. The second one is provided by Planet M, and it's open to companies inside and outside of Michigan. And that's just called the Best Mobility Hardware Company. So companies can apply. The deadline for that is May 31st to apply to be a part of the pitch competition. Companies that are down selected will bring it down to 8 companies, and they will pitch at the event on June 19th.
Interesting. So what else can you tell us about it? What attracted you, Planet M, that is, to this event? Is hardware now a big emphasis for Planet M?
Well, you know, a couple of things that we should really talk about, too, as far as Planet M goes, are a bit more about what we're focused on. And there's really three things that we talk about that we do. And one is asset coordination. And essentially what that means is creating opportunities for various statewide stakeholders to communicate and collaborate with one another on various topics, some of which are city readiness, assets around the state, economic development, industry, policy, et cetera. The second thing that we do is focused on company connections. So creating opportunities to help global mobility companies connect to Michigan's ecosystem. And this event here, the Hardware Summit on June 19th, is one of the ways that we do that. And then the third thing that we do is technology activation, which essentially is helping global mobility companies test and deploy their technologies in Michigan. So what we're finding, though, is that there's very specific ways that we can help these hardware companies through pilot grants, through testing grants, and then this company connection piece of it that I talked about at the event with matchmaking and one-on-one support in various ways that we can help these companies scale. We've had success recently. There's one example. It's a San Francisco-based startup called FarmWise. You may have seen this in the news recently, but they had reached out to us. They're interested in building a fully autonomous farming equipment. So we spent a lot of time working with them and talking with them to understand what their needs were. And we basically created a list, had them take a look at the list and down select, and provided tours to various Michigan manufacturers. And we are now proud to say that FarmWise is partnering with Michigan-based Roush to build 7 prototypes in 2019, and they have plans to scale production from there.
If only I was more closely related, but I'm not. So
so these farm implements are going to be very, very fast, right, if they partner with Roush?
Yeah.
Not Roush Racing,
yeah.
Right?
Get out of the way. I'm picking the corn. That's
right. It, baby. Okay. 80 miles an hour down through them rows.
Yeah.
Okay.
So can you tell us some more about some of the other programs Planet M offers? I mean, you've got your fingers in a lot of things these days. Mobility is a big and broad topic.
It is. So one of the, where I personally spend a lot of my time is on this bucket that we call technology activation. And that really boils down to a couple of different things. But one of those examples is the Planet and Mobility Grant. And there's two legs to that grant. One is around testing. So it's a way for global mobility companies to access Michigan's autonomous vehicle test sites. And as a side note, for those listeners that don't know, Michigan has more autonomous vehicle test sites than anywhere in the world. So we wanted to be able to leverage that and make it a more affordable way for companies to access the test sites, particularly small startups and small and medium-sized companies. So we will fund up to 75% of the cost to actually test there in those sites. And so Michigan, some of the test sites that are part of that today are M-City, which is at the University of Michigan, Kettering University's test site, American Center for Mobility at Ypsilanti, the Michigan Tech site, Keweenaw Research Center up in the Upper Peninsula. And then last but not least, one of our newest members is the Michigan Unmanned Aerial Systems Consortium, which represents 7 drone test sites here in the state of Michigan as well. Hmm. But the other leg to the Planet and Mobility Grant is around the pilot deployment side. And so as of late, we have announced 9 pilot grants since we launched the grant in October 1st of 2018. The next deadline for applications is June 1st of 2019. But those 9, we've had some really interesting pilots come out of just the 9 that we have announced so far. One recently, just this last week that we announced, is a company, a startup called Pedestrian. And that's B like boy, Pedestrian. And Pedestrian essentially is an autonomous delivery vehicle. And we're partnering with Denso as part of this pilot, as well as Beaumont Hospital in Dearborn. And what we're looking at is deploying their technology, this small bot, if you will, that is going to be delivering pharmaceutical drugs from the pharmacy to the cancer center inside of the hospital, saving a person walking back and forth at least 100 times a day is the statistics that we've heard. And so, and that device or that vehicle could be used in other ways too. Eventually, you know, it's climate controlled, so it could deliver warm blankets or food, et cetera, in the future. And that's one of the 2 models that they have. They have another model that's for outdoor use, but we're piloting the one that's indoor. So we're very excited about that.
All right. We got just a couple of minutes to go here. So if you want to give people a way to contact with Planet M on any of these programs, what's the contact information they need to know?
Yeah, great question, Matt. So essentially, regarding to the Hardware Summit, anything around registration, applying for the one-on-one match meetings, and that deadline is due May 22nd, so it's around the corner here, or the pitch competition application, which that application is due May 31st. You can go to planetm.com/hardware. And if you want to just connect with us in any other way, just head up to planetm.com. And there's a way to contact us there, and we get an email, and we usually respond within about 24 to 48 hours. So, and we love to talk with companies from around the world and within the state and see how we can help you as well.
Okay. So one last question. There's been a change in administration, obviously, at Lansing. Has there been any change in mission for Planet M, or has Governor Whitmer pretty much kept up what Governor Snyder was doing?
We feel like we're on a really great pathway forward, and we feel that we have the full support of the new administration. We've had an opportunity to connect with Governor Whitmer during the Detroit Auto Show in January. And recently, we had the Lieutenant Governor visit the Planet M Landing Zone, which is our collaborative co-working space in downtown Detroit. So we feel like we're in lockstep with the administration, and we feel that we have their full support. What's wonderful about this program is that we are driving economic development, we're driving jobs, and not only that, we're actually improving the quality of life for Michiganders by providing more efficient, safer, more cost-effective, better for the environment, different ways to move around and to get from point A to point B. And so we're really excited about what we're doing and the problems that we're solving for Michiganders. And not only that, the problems that we're solving here can then be scaled globally. So we feel like we're in a great position to help continue to accelerate Michigan's mission around mobility.
Amanda Roroff from Planet M, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, and we'll be right back in just a minute with another segment of the M Squared TechCast. For right now, this is Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And you're listening to the M Squared TechCast.
Lawrence Technological University is all about opportunities. You learn beyond the campus, doing real-world research for top companies and honing your skills through co-ops and internships. Apply what you learn. Be challenged. Be more. At LTU, possible is everything.
Salaries of Lawrence Tech grads are among the highest of any university in America. Plan a campus visit to meet with counselors, faculty, and coaches. Why wait? Find out more at ltu.edu.
Lawrence Technological University is more than a school. It's a launchpad for your future, offering industry-leading facilities and 100-plus programs that are ranked among the nation's best. Be unstoppable. Be more. At LTU, possible is everything.
Salaries of Lawrence Tech grads are among the highest of any university in America. Plan a campus visit to meet with counselors, faculty, and coaches. Why wait? Find out more at ltu.edu.
Hey, it's Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And you're listening to the M Squared TechCast, part of the PodcastDetroit.com family.
Okay, and we have calling in Greg Doyle. Yeah, I'm not sure
what you... How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Pretty good.
Do I call you the manager for Tech 248? What's your proper title?
I think it's President and Chief Executive Officer.
Okay, if that works for you, so...
Yeah, actually, you know, I'm the manager of the Oakland County One-Stop Shop, and Tech 248 is one of the initiatives that we are responsible for.
Got it. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about this. Who knows? It could be the first time folks have heard of Tech 248. So why don't you give your shameless pitch here and tell us what it does and how long it's been doing it.
This is shameless. So Tech 248 has been around since we officially launched it at the end of 2014. And then we had our first Tech 248 meetup in January 2015. So 4 years old now. Hard to believe time goes, you know?
It does.
But you know, to make a long story short, Tech 248 was really an initiative that was started by our county executive, Brooks Patterson, after hearing from a number of tech company CEOs in Oakland County, just really asking the county for some assistance. And we got together with several focus groups with these CEOs and partners to say, what is it that you want help with? And they were really three things that tech companies were looking for. The first one was help with connecting to each other. The second piece was, can you help us with talent, identifying talent, finding talent, retaining talent? And the third piece was, you know, there's a lot of our tech companies here in Oakland County, and can you help us brand Oakland County as a recognizable tech spot? So those are really the three objectives for Tech 248. And the big activity around Tech 248 is really the connectivity piece, where we pretty much every month do a meetup at a different location across the county, where we have a tech topic, and most of it's really networking. So always 2 hours, the speaker goes for 15 to 20 minutes, and the rest is really networking. So we started, like I said, our first meetup in January 2015. We ended that year with, I think it was 380 members. Last year, we ended the year with a little over 1,400 members. And this year already, we're close to 1,700 members. So, and it's coming from all kinds of companies. So our last look was there was over 500 different companies involved. So average meetup, we're getting now about 90, sometimes well over 100 people. And we typically do like 10 meetups a year. And then we'll have a couple of special events. Those special events will be really focused typically on talent, where we're trying to educate our tech community on the different, you know, talent initiatives, all the way from, you know, how to do apprenticeships to some of the resources that are available through state and our workforce development program. So how's that for a shameless plug?
All right. I was just wondering, how did Tech 248 get started anyway?
Well, you know, I think I mentioned a little bit earlier, but we just had a number of tech companies, CEOs, and really in Oakland County, we've got over 2,000 tech companies. But, you know, for the most part, they're small. What do we consider small companies? We had a lot of them that were coming to Brooks and to management here at Oakland County saying, you know, we'd like some help, some assistance from the county in really getting recognized as a kind of a tech hotspot. And, you know, we did like a series of four focus groups that were really around trying to get from our tech companies in the community, what is it that you really feel you need? And, you know, really the biggest thing was they wanted more connectivity, more opportunity to connect with each other. We heard on multiple occasions these stories where you had a tech company, small tech company that took on a pretty big project, had to outsource part of that project and outsourced some of it to a company in Texas or California or where have you, only to find out a couple months later that company they outsourced to turned around and outsourced it to another little tech company right here in Oakland County. In some cases, they were in the same office building, you know. So just really trying to help with that connectivity was a big piece. So, you know, that was really the start of it, was the focus groups. And they said, you know, we want this format like a mini TEDx, where we're seeing different locations across Oakland County. We want it to be kind of cool spaces, so it could be tech companies or it could be just an interesting venue. We were out at the Oakland County Airport in our last meetup, you know, with in the main terminal and watching planes land and take off, and just kind of a cool space to network in.
So what are you going to be doing over the summer? Do you go dark at all during the summer, or do you go straight through, or what do you do?
Yeah, typically we've got, like July, sometimes June and July off, and then we pick up again in August. We'll be doing probably a special event around talent in August, and we will, you know, through the rest of the year have a monthly meetup. You know, one of the interesting things about Tech 248 is it's really a partnership between Oakland County, our local communities, so, you know, local economic development people or local people in cities, townships, and villages, and local entrepreneurs. So the way that we do meetups is we work with our local folks. They find the venue. They find the speaker. They develop the topic for the meetups. So we don't have meetups scheduled like 6 months in advance, you know. They're really kind of like,
topical,
you know, month, 2 months in advance, typically, you know.
So does that mean then you're not having anything in June or July of this year? Do you have anything planned at all?
We may have a meetup. We don't have anything nailed down for, and it will probably be towards the end of June. But we will definitely be back up in August, September, October, November, and then off in December. So
go ahead.
Yeah, we'll do at least 10 meetups or special events through the course of the year. That's pretty consistent.
What might be fun is just to have just a meetup in some space outdoors where you could consume adult beverages. No, no particular plan, just everybody get together and enjoy summer kind of thing, right?
Well, we did. We had close to that. We were out at Huffman Farms, which is also a winery. So we did. We did that. What was it? Towards the end of last year. We've done that. We were out at Hopcat in Royal Oak. There was definitely adult beverages there. So
yeah, like
sort of what they're known for.
150 on tap or something like that, right?
So. Yeah. Right. So, Tech 248, the venue's been offered to us has been very generous. They typically not only provide the space, but they'll provide the hors d'oeuvres and the drinks. And so it depends on where we're going, how sophisticated that gets. But pretty much you get some pretty good hors d'oeuvres at a Tech 248 meetup.
Okay. Is there any kind of general, like three or four major topics that you you focus on, or is it more random, whatever is hot at the time kind of thing? What do you do?
Yeah, it's kind of what's hot. So, you know, we'll see sometimes in a year, you'll see like artificial intelligence come up a few times. And, you know, but we've kind of been all over the place. You know, it's been from app development to artificial intelligence, robotics, you know, and that sometimes is related to the venue. So we were out at Fanuc Robotics and Rochester Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that topic was about robotics. So,
of course, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just, you see, just like anything, it's funny, you know, you will see some, you know, repeat of topics, and it's basically because it's kind of hot at the time. Mm-hmm. So we did Internet of Things, and, you know, those kind of hot topics come up.
Yeah. So, now, have you done anything? I think I heard you had done some enhancements on your website. Did I get that wrong or not?
Yeah. So, you know, if you're a Tech 248 member, I think you'd be interested to know that we updated the webpage.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the coolest things is that we were giving people an opportunity to have their company featured for a month on the Tech 248 mm-hmm. website. So all they have to do is just go to the website at tech248.com. And they'll see a button that says, you know, network benefits, and then become a featured company. Just click on that, fill out some information. If you've got, and we love if you've got like a little brief video that we could use, but that's not necessary either. You know, we just want to profile your company, give you a spot on the page for a while, and you know, hopefully give you a little bit of boost that way.
Does your website get a lot of traffic, Greg? How many folks typically, how many unique visitors? Do you know, any idea?
You know, we haven't done that. I haven't checked it in a while. So, I don't have those numbers. I know that we made a change so that when you're registering for our meetups, you're coming through our website. And I had understood that with that extra traffic, we're getting people that are looking around more than just registering. So
mm-hmm.
I think things are boosting nicely on that page.
So what do you see as being next for Tech 248? What's the future of the organization?
Yeah. Well, okay, so one of the things that we're talking about right now, and it's based on feedback from the membership, is doing some smaller types of, you know, maybe like 20 people or less, opportunities for our tech companies to connect to each other, but have some focus maybe on some of our older, more experienced tech companies. Maybe they've been in business for 10 or 15 or more years. Have a talk with the CEO and learn about their entrepreneurial journey. So this is something that we're looking at. It would be probably limited to about 20 people, and facilitate a discussion with a tech CEO that's been around for a while and can just share kind of the you know, the highs and lows and the bruises and bumps along the way and what that was like. And we think that would be really interesting, particularly for our, you know, younger companies.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone who's ever done this can tell you it's not what you think it is. But it's a challenge, right? Otherwise, everybody would be doing it, right? So
Exactly. So this is a great way, you know, again, for an even more, like, opportunity for a closer, more intimate discussion, you know? Tech 248 is about connecting. And so this will, we think, be a nice way to even further strengthen some relationships.
All right. So, speaking of connecting, one more time, how do people find you? What's the website address?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. It's tech, T-E-C-H, 248.com.
Okay. It's Greg Doyle. Take us out, man.
All right. Greg Doyle of Tech 248. Thank you so much for visiting us today. We do appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. And we'll be back in just a minute with another segment of the M Squared TechCast. Until then, this is Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And you're listening at PodcastDetroit.com.
Lawrence Technological University graduates earn a degree and a higher starting salary. In fact, when it comes to earning potential, the Brookings Institution ranks LTU fifth among U.S. colleges and universities. Be enriched. Be more. At LTU, possible is everything.
Salaries of Lawrence Tech grads are among the highest of any university in America. Plan a campus visit to meet with counselors, faculty, and coaches. Why wait? Find out more at ltu.edu.
As a Lawrence Technological University graduate, you're not only marketable, you're worth more. Yes, more. According to payscale.com, when it comes to graduate salaries, LTU is in America's top 100. Be invaluable. Be more. At LTU, possible is everything.
Salaries of Lawrence Tech grads are among the highest of any university in America. Plan a campus visit to meet with counselors, faculty, and coaches. Why wait? Find out more at ltu.edu.
Hey, it's Matt Roush.
And Mike Brennan.
And we're having some fun here today on the M Squared TechCast, which you're listening to live, if you are listening live,
yes,
at PodcastDetroit.com.
If not, we'll get you with the podcast.
Yeah,
right?
we'll get you later.
Okay. So. We have a repeat offender in the studio here, Gina Adams, who is Wearology. Wearology. I'm sorry. I should know that, right? But I know her better by Buttons to Button.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
Yep.
And she was here, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
But when I decided to invite her back after I was nudged by a guy named Bruce at LTU,
mm-hmm.
actually it was Dan that Dan was more Radarsky. Nudging me.
Yep.
That she started a Kickstarter campaign. I actually met with her a couple of months ago, kind of gave her some entrepreneurial sort of advice for whatever it was worth. But so where are we at now? So now you're raising money. What's next?
So our crowdfund campaign is actually through the platform Indiegogo. There's a lot of kind of misunderstanding about what a crowdfund campaign is.
Right.
And there are different types of approaches for crowdfunding. Some people are just raising money for loved ones. We, as a startup here in Detroit, are raising capital by selling sets. So we're offering a discount to people, and in return for their gracious pre-order, which helps us purchase our first set of 1,000 sets of inventory.
Mm.
And so it's kind of a way for people to help us upfront that cash.
So where did you end up? What manufacturers are you working with now for the actual product? Are they local or not?
Right now, they're being produced here in Fraser, Michigan with Protojet.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they've been a great strategic partner for us in development because our magnetic button adapters, if mm-hmm. I could explain, convert a traditional button shirt into a magnetic closure. Mm-hmm. I was really shocked to discover that 1 out of 6 people cannot get dressed independently. Mm. And the impetus.
Well, my wife says I can't, but that's more about my fashion choices.
Yeah, you know, the plaids and the stripes and all that don't go together. Yeah, yeah. So, but that's just
no. This is a serious issue. We're talking about people with disabilities here and their quality of life, right?
So. Absolutely. It's a pretty massive problem. And I was inspired to kind of look into this when I witnessed the impacts of Parkinson's on my stepfather. Mm. And knowing that, you know, he had a closet of clothes that he could no longer put on.
Hmm. Yeah, that's tough. So now, your first 1,000 pack, is that going to reduce the over? I mean, are you into economies of scale with this then, and you're going to bring the price down or what?
Right now, we're selling 10 parts for $30.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go online and purchase them now, we are offering a 20% discount for the loyalty of our new customers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we are kind of a soft start, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
We're reaching out to occupational therapists and people who really are helping those in need. So mm-hmm. whether somebody's suffering post-surgery or, you know, they have arthritis, most people do have some kind of occupational therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to reach our customer.
Yeah. So... ask your question, Matt, about whether she's building out the company.
Oh, yes, indeed. This is a question I ask everyone.
Yes.
And this stems from back during the last recession when jobs were hard to come by. Nowadays, it seems like anyone who wants a job can have 3.
Yeah.
But especially in the tech fields. But are you adding staff right now? Are you hiring?
This exact moment, we are looking for a sales team.
Okay.
But as we ride out these initial startup campaigns, we're really kind of a streamlined small staff.
Yeah, you've outsourced the manufacturing, right? So that's you have a partner for that.
Exactly.
You're not building a button factory.
that
at least
is
not yet.
Not yet, but you know, I'd like to get into, you know, some millions of buttons here. So
yeah, that would bring the cost way down, right?
Yeah.
What we do though is contract out. You know, we are looking. Consultants, whether it's with our CAD design, our graphics team, we are supporting the community in that regard because, you know, we all have our strengths. And so where mine do not reside, we contract out.
Yeah. Okay. So talk a little bit more about the campaign. So is there a basic buy-in you were saying? Is it $30 plus the 20% discount or is it more than that?
So the Indiegogo crowdfund campaign takes direct sales, or you can call, it's called Back It. And basically, people who, if we're able to tug on their heartstrings a little bit, they can throw us a bone and help us out just raising capital. So we also sell them as a 3-pack set or a 10-pack set. So people can just convert their existing shirts in their closet into an adaptive, friendly wardrobe.
I know this is radio, so but I'm going to ask you to kind of describe exactly how these things work. So,
yeah, thank you.
Yes, the Theater of the Mind
demonstration.
Theater
of the Mind.
Yeah, I would love to. So basically, it is an accessory that comes with 10 pieces. You attach one part to the button, and the other two parts clip over to the buttonhole in a semi-permanent fashion, so they are machine washable, but they're also transferable. And so people have usually 7 buttons on the front, 2 on the cuff. So we're going to throw in a 10th for good measure. And the idea is that once you have a caregiver install them, then people can, you know, overcome dexterity limitations and regain a lot of time. And of course, the ability to express themselves and wear the clothes that they are, you know, used to wearing.
Without giving anything away, how are sales going so far? Are you moving quite a few of these?
You know, we are at 28% of our goal. So we set a goal of $6,500, and we've already reached 28% of that. We've had 23 backers just in 4 days, so we're really excited.
That's good.
Yeah.
How long does the campaign run? I mean, as long as it needs to, or do you have a time limit?
No, we set it for 30 days.
Yeah.
You know, we're pushing it through some of the foundations that we've partnered with, like the arthritis walk that we were at yesterday. And then on June 3rd, there's a scleroderma foundation walk at the Detroit Zoo. So come on out and you guys can see us there. We'll be demonstrating and encouraging. I should really mention that for each donation or contribution, we are donating $1 to the charity of the customer's choice because we want to give back to kind of combat some research on this, these devastating diseases.
Yeah, there are a lot of diseases that affect dexterity, right? Including ones that you wouldn't think of. Like I wouldn't think scleroderma. I think of that as a skin disease, right? So that's...
Yeah,
it's but if it's on your hands.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And that's why, you know, our company is Wearology, W-A-R-E as in hardware-ology. And we have a mission to restore independence and empower people to look and feel great. And we kind of landed on launching with buttons to buttons because it does address a massive problem that affects 30 million people.
Okay, this is my plug question now. Tell me a little bit about how the Centropolis Accelerator has helped you. That is a joint project of Lawrence Tech. Thank you. And the city of Southfield, it is a hardware business accelerator because there's tons of business accelerators around Michigan, but a lot of them are for software and apps. So this one is for actually physical products, hardware. So tell me a little bit about how, you know, what it's been like for you to work with them.
It's amazing. My background is in the apparel industry, but bringing a physical product to life takes a lot of different research and suppliers. And so working with Centropolis Center, the LTU Centropolis Accelerator, they've just helped kind of put the puzzle pieces together and, you know, get us going in the right direction. And they also helped us submit a BAF grant that helped us really manufacture these first 100 sets. So really a lot of hand holding because it is kind of a interesting field.
Yes.
Have you had many contacts with other people in the apparel industry here in the Detroit area? We were talking earlier about how there seems to be something of a resurgence with, you know, people making jeans and t-shirts and, you know, watch
shoes
bands.
And
yeah, all sorts of stuff.
And,
yeah.
It is so exciting. So yeah, the Isaacs program is getting launched here shortly, and that's the International Sewing and Innovation Center that's going to be down. Carhartt just actually donated an entire
floor, more or less.
Yeah, okay. a floor to, and it's helping kind of bring back the on-demand supply, because there's an enormous amount of waste in the apparel industry. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's one area that we're looking at, because we do really want to, and we are employing people with disabilities as part of our mission as a social impact venture. So,
and one of your business partners has disabilities, if I recall from before, right?
Exactly. James Murtha has mm-hmm. been an inspiration. He has a high spinal cord injury and mm-hmm. he lives independently. And he really was the inspiration for an entire pipeline of product that we're LG will be manufacturing. So,
which is what? Talk us about future products.
Well, we'll start with just a product diversification. So right now we're adapting shirts, but we want to look at pant buttons as well as bra closures, because mm-hmm. a lot of people have such short movement. And then expand into other accessories from, I don't necessarily want to give away all of my secrets, but, we'll look at, like essentials. These are activities of daily living are a real challenge, whether it's brushing your teeth or even going outside. This winter was pretty devastating with the cold. And so we're looking at easy mittens that people can get on.
I would imagine belts and shoes might be possible too, huh? Are you working with somebody on those?
Big demand for shoes. And yeah, I am looking at co-partners here, because there's no need for us to reinvent the wheel. And to your point, there's a lot of excitement.
We just had, what was it, Pengree Detroit on, right?
Oh, he's great. Yeah.
That would be a good partner. Have you already talked to him about it?
Or? Yeah, I saw him last week. Yeah, they're great.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh, this is a small and connected community. It really is. Yep.
Well, and I do, if I could just for a second explain the crowdfund campaign, because a lot of people don't understand what that is, including my mom and older listeners out there. And so just to understand that our approach is, if you go to our website, which is buttons2button.com, you can check it out for yourself. That'll direct you to the Indiegogo platform, but it's just a way to rally the troops and really bring awareness about our product at a global level versus just locally. Mm-hmm. So we're excited. But it is a safe and secure site, and we are taking pre-orders. It's not a direct donation, because we're not a 501c3. So,
what's that intermediate step that you can do between a profit and a for-profit, a non-profit? Because I know Kathleen Norton Shock was involved with that. LC3?
Yeah, LC3. That's a limited profit, limited liability corporation.
Yeah, that sort of gets you the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's something that would work for you guys or not, but then you could get nonprofits donating.
Yeah, I think once we launch and get this initial set going, that we're going to be
looking
on
at
our
all
way and looking good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we just need a little help for that first hump here. So,
okay, so how do people get to that crowdfunding campaign again one more time?
The easiest way is to go to our website, which is buttons2button.
Right.
If you type all that in. And the idea is it's a verb, buttons to button. I should say it's a noun, you know, buttons and then to button, mm-hmm. .com.
Yeah, you got to have the noun and the action word, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Call to action, right?
Yeah, our campaign is Buttons for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is, again, we want to help people restore their independence and self-confidence, really.
Yeah. So we got about 2 minutes left. I'm getting the peace sign here from Jess. So your background, if I recall, you were in the garment industry, apparel industry for a long time before this, right?
That's right. I was fortunate enough to work for the North Face, and it was really over 30 years ago when at the time I was volunteering and teaching people with disabilities how to ski, mm-hmm. that this idea of clothing designed for able-bodied people like you and I doesn't necessarily fit the bill for people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, I went back to Breckenridge, Colorado just this past March with my kids and visited the Breckenridge Outdoor Educational Center, and nobody has designed a mitten that is specific to people with disabilities yet. So that's kind of what was, again, our inspiration to for new product diversification. So
okay.
All right. That's Gina Adams, founder of Buttons 2 Button. That's Buttons numeral 2 Button.
Yeah, I put it down wrong on the paper there.
That's so. Okay, Mike.
Yeah, okay.
We'll make it right in post.
I need a vacation. You okay. Know, so,
Well, thanks for being with us today, Gina. We want to thank Gina and all of our guests today. We kicked off the show with Jarrett Schlaff, CEO of Pingree Detroit. Then we heard from Amanda Roroff from Planet M discussing the Hardware Tech Summit coming up June 19th. And we also heard from Greg Doyle, manager of Tech 248, talking about the future of this Oakland County Tech Networking Group.
Yep.
Great show today.
And we should remind people we're off next Monday.
Yes. That would be Memorial Day. And so we're going to celebrate it.
Surprise announcement in June. We're going to be making some changes for the good.
Yeah.
We'll keep everybody in suspense, and we'll announce those when we come back in June.
That's right. Keep your eye open. Ha, ha, ha. That's a hint. Okay.
That's it. Yeah,
for right now, this is Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And you've been listening to the M-Squared TechCast at PodcastDetroit.com.
Thanks for listening to M-Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Join your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan, next Monday at 3 p.m. If you can't listen live, audio podcasts of the show can be found at PodcastDetroit.com.